Welcome to Tax Justice Warriors, the podcast that celebrates the work of low-income taxpayer clinics, focuses on tax controversy work, and looks at related issues in tax news. I am your host, William Schmidt, the director of the Low-Income Taxpayer Clinic at Kansas Legal Services. Hello, this is William Schmidt. I'm recording again for Tax Justice Warriors, and I wanted to promote an upcoming COE in the Kansas City area. I'm the co-chair for the KCMBA Tax Law Committee, that is the Kansas City Metropolitan Bar Association, and the upcoming COE is called Nuts and Bolts of a Criminal Tax Case from Investigation to Sentencing. That will be on Friday, July 13th at 3:30, and the speaker is Benjamin Tompkins from Graves Garrett LLC. And I have him here, so how are you doing, Ben?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me on Tax Justice Warriors, here to talk about the upcoming CLE that I'll be presenting next Friday. I'll be providing a brief overview, as much as you can do in 50 minutes, of a life cycle of a criminal tax case for tax practitioners who may be used to dealing with the IRS, but may not have much experience in dealing with the IRS CI or an assistant United States attorney or a trial attorney with the Department of Justice Tax Division. So it'll be, I think, helpful to the tax practitioners, even if you never have to handle a criminal tax case, just to kind of know about them and give you some tips on how to proceed if you think the civil tax case that you have may be going criminal.
And so what is a bit of your background with criminal investigation cases for tax?
Well, before joining Graves Garrett last year, I worked at the Department of Justice Tax Division, both in D.C., and then I was an assistant United States attorney in Los Angeles, where I handled civil and criminal tax cases. So I saw them from both from the civil side and the criminal side.
And what's a little bit of experience that you had in some of these cases?
Well, on the civil side, I was at the Department of Justice Tax Division in D.C. in the southern region. The tax division is divided up in regions, different regions of the country, and so I spent a lot of time where my wife referred to as places where they serve sweet tea. So I would go to South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, and litigate in bankruptcy and district courts, and sometimes even appearing in state court. And then when I moved across the country to Los Angeles, I was in the Central District of California and handled both criminal and civil cases. On the criminal side, cases would be anywhere from identity theft to embezzlement, failing to report income, filing false tax returns, and did cases involving offshore bank accounts, so undisclosed foreign bank accounts.
Okay, and we chatted some about the difference with criminal investigation and the Department of Justice. Can you talk a little bit about some of their different focuses that they might have on investigating tax cases?
Well, IRS CI are the law enforcement, the agents, if you want to use the FBI as an example, the FBI special agents would investigate a particular case with regards to taxes. IRS CI has exclusive jurisdiction to investigate Title 26 crimes. That can include filing a false tax return, tax evasion, tax return preparers who commit tax fraud, and also include the Title 31 cases that involve foreign bank accounts, which have been in the news for the past decade. Now, IRS CI is also getting involved with cryptocurrency and crimes that may be committed using currencies like Bitcoin or Ethereum.
Okay, and For my final question, Ben, what prompted you to follow the tax area? What was your driving interest with tax?
Well, I've always liked numbers, and in law school, after law school, I got a job working with a firm in D.C. that was defending financial services companies, and so a lot of class action defense involving consumer fraud claims, and a lot of annuity providers, life insurance companies. And so when I had done that for several years, that I was looking to go to the Department of Justice, and the tax division was hiring and was fortunate enough to get an offer. I always had an interest in tax, but it was never my primary focus going to law school, and liked it enough that I spent the last decade at the Department of Justice focusing on tax cases, whether it be civil or criminal, and now I'm transitioning back to private practice and focusing on using the experience that I gained with the government to help people, whether they are facing a potential criminal inquiry or the target of a IRS criminal investigation, or have a civil matter that they need help resolving with the IRS.
Well, very interesting, Ben. I'm love hearing about criminal tax cases. So if you would like to join us on Friday the 13th at the KCMBA for that CLE that we mentioned, we would love to have you. And please join us. And thank you for joining me, Ben, on our podcast.
Thank you for having me. It won't be scary, even though it's Friday the 13th.
Thank you for listening to Tax Justice Warriors. We have a Patreon page if you'd like to support this podcast. Providing monetary support for this podcast helps with expenses like equipment or travel to tax conferences. Supporting this podcast through Patreon comes with rewards, so check out our Patreon page. Please rate or review this podcast, because positive reviews help get more people to know this podcast exists. The views expressed on this podcast are not official opinions of the IRS, the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic program, or the employers of the people who spoke on this program. Your tax situation is unique, so do not take the statements on this program as tax or legal advice. Consult with your own tax professional to provide you with specific advice on your situation. Tune in next time on Tax Justice Warriors for another interesting tax discussion.